embracing and enjoying every single moment of your pregnancy. The anticipation, the joy, and I bet there's a touch of anxiety too. Trust me, I've been there 3 times. Welcome to the Little Bean Podcast. I'm Sarah Baldock, mum to 3 wonderful boys and your host on this fascinating journey through the realms of pregnancy, early parenthood and beyond. From my own experience with my 3 boys and being a newborn photographer and baby whisperer for over 8 years. Wow, I'm about to photograph my 805th newborn baby. So that's over 800 teeny button noses and 8,000 weeny little toesies. I can't believe that. I know the joy, the excitement, and even the occasional bouts of uncertainty that come with this journey. That's why I'm here, to share, to guide, and to help you cherish these invaluable moments. So put your feet up, make yourself comfortable, grab yourself a hot chocolate, and don't forget to add the whipped cream and the marshmallows. You can't have it without them. And join me for this friendly chat. Expecting a baby is like embarking on the most incredible journey of your life, whether it's your first or your 5th bundle of joy. The excitement is simply unmatched, but let's not forget those little worries that creep in as your due date approaches. I can totally relate. Even after having 3 amazing boys, I still felt a wave of nerves each time. Trust me, you're not alone. I've been so lucky to talk to so many incredible mums-to-be and new mums in the studio. It's amazing that the same questions pop up again and again. So I thought it would help to chat through the main topics we chat through in the studio. It never ceases to amaze me just how fantastic mums-to-be and new mums really are, and that includes you. So let's have a quick look at some of the most talked about issues and how you can use these to prepare yourself for birth and beyond. I guess an obvious one is pain. Labour and delivery is the ultimate test of strength. Trust me though, you are so much stronger than you think. It will be tough, but you will get through it, and as soon as you see your new bundle of joy, you will forget the pain altogether. I think we have all thought of safety in the back of our minds as well, and I know I did. We all want nothing but the best for our precious little ones. It's perfectly normal to have worries about complications or emergencies or anything that happens in childbirth, but trust me, you're in good hands. Your healthcare team is dedicated to ensuring the safety of both you and your baby, equipped to handle any situation that may arise. And if you're like me, being in control is one of the most important things. Before you have children, you're always in control, knowing exactly what's going on. You want to go out to the shops, you just pop everything in the car and off you go. During childbirth, you might be worried that suddenly you're not in control, and it can be really scary. But here's the thing, your body knows what to do, and you're stronger than you think. I know with all 3 of my boys, my body just took over. And so in that sense, I was actually still totally in control. It just was my subconscious doing the controlling. A big question I had, particularly with my first, was recovery. How long will it take? Will it be difficult? And how can I manage it and help myself? Do remember, your body is remarkable and it knows how to heal. Growing new life is truly amazing and you are doing a fantastic job. Just think of all the changes your body has to go through and the adjustments it has to make to accommodate your little one. I think I had underestimated just how many changes were necessary during pregnancy. And I found the best way to look at them was with fondness and pride. After all, they are making a new life. Your body is an incredible masterpiece, showcasing the amazing journey of motherhood. I was keen to try and breastfeed myself, and I know some mums don't want to. It really doesn't matter either way, as a fed baby is a happy baby, and how they are fed really doesn't make any difference in the grand scheme of things. I found breastfeeding really tricky, and so I have the utmost respect for anyone who wants to try it, and I'm always in awe of every mum who breastfeeds. Before each of my babies, I always wondered if I would be able to breastfeed and if I would produce enough milk. It's totally natural. With all 3 of my boys, I had to half breastfeed and half bottle feed, as it just didn't work for me sole breastfeeding. So whatever you do, it will work. Emotional well-being for mums and new and mums-to-be and new mums can be something we don't always talk about. Pregnancy and childbirth bring with them a whirlwind of emotions, from worries about postnatal depression and anxiety to adjusting to your new role as a parent. It's all part of the journey. I've been there. I suffered with postnatal depression after my first son was born, and so it's something I'm really acutely aware of. Motherhood is a unique experience, and how each of us tackles it is very different. There is no right or wrong way. So these are some of the most common questions that have cropped up when I've been in chatting to mums and mums-to-be in the studio, and that I've had during my own pregnancies as well. I haven't got the answers to everything, but I know a few things that help me and the other new mums that have mentioned in the studio, and so I thought I'd share them. These tips are by no means exhaustive, but I hope they will help. First on the list are antenatal classes. If, like me, you didn't have close family members with parenting experience, attending these classes is a fantastic way to gain knowledge and connect with other expecting families. Lifelong friendships often blossom in those spaces, and it's an opportunity to discuss common worries and share experiences. I know we've made lots of friends from our antenatal classes. That said, part of the reason for me actually starting this podcast and for writing the PDF downloads that are available was the number of families who have visited the studio more recently and who haven't been to antenatal classes. I think it's as a result of the pandemic, where we couldn't meet up and we couldn't get together and we couldn't chat through various different problems. So that's why I've put this together. Another valuable resource is books. There's an abundance of popular reads out there that provide insights into labour, birth and postnatal information. And remember, your midwife is always there to answer any specific questions you might have. They're like your pregnancy superheroes. I know mine were brilliant when I was expecting, and I really looked to them lots. Have you thought about a birth plan? Developing one can bring a sense of control and preparedness. It normally covers who you'd like to be present, how ideally you'd like to give birth, and also the first few minutes and hours after birth. But do remember, flexibility is key. Birth plans can change, and that's perfectly okay. Mine changed every single time, and by the third, I didn't really have a proper birth plan in place because I knew that it would change and I just trusted everybody at the time. The most important thing is safety of both you and your baby. One thing that I found really helped for both my mental and my physical health was staying active. It not only prepares you for your body for birth, but it also helps reduce anxiety. In another episode of the podcast, I'll chat through some of my favourite exercises, so look out for that one. Do remember, it's essential to consult with your midwife to ensure you're exercising safely. And remember, you need to look after you. Relaxation techniques are brilliant during labour. From deep breathing to visualisation and meditation, these practices can help you feel calm and in control. I know some of the new mums who visit the studio have enlisted the help of a doula as well. These trained professionals provide emotional and physical support during labour and delivery. Having that extra hand to hold can ease worries and offer invaluable guidance throughout this process. I guess following on from this is surrounding yourself with positive and supportive people. Your partner, family, friends, midwife or doula are your cheerleaders, providing the encouragement you need. Remember, you are never alone on this journey. Never forget that you are amazing and you need to take care of yourself. It's easy to put self-care on the back burner, but you deserve to be nurtured both physically and emotionally. Rest, nourish your body with a healthy diet, and indulge in activities that bring you joy. You're a superhero and you deserve to be taken care of. The big thing to remember is that every birth is unique. All three of my births were very different, but equally as special and precious. Be flexible, stay open-minded, and trust in the incredible journey ahead. I promise you, as soon as your precious baby arrives, you will forget every worry and be captivated by the sheer magic of motherhood. And don't be surprised if you find yourself missing that bump once baby's arrived. I know I did. I've got a download to accompany this podcast and I'll add the link in the description. And to lend a hand a little further, I've put together a quick guide for helping settle your baby. If you haven't had your little one yet, I would definitely download it and keep it ready. And if you're in the middle of sleep deprivation, I hope it can help straight away. You can download it at www.7sleepsecrets.co.uk. It's like a little piece of me, my experiences and my heart all bundled up into one handy guide. So there we have another episode of the Little Bean Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and hear all your stories. Thank you to the wonderful families who have already reached out. I really enjoy sharing these special moments with you. I truly hope that the tips and stories we've shared today will help you cherish every precious step of your family journey.